Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Gimel Omud Beis. We are in the middle of the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tov Kuf Samach Ches, which we began yesterday. And we had finished reading the Ramah, but we have the Mishnah Berurah still to do on it. So we'll begin with Siv Katan Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, which remind ourselves the Ramah said that there are those that are machmir, that when you're making a neder on a tanis, that you should finish off the fasting on that day of the tanis, even if it wasn't a specified specific date. And we're machmir that you should go and make another date to make up for it, but still finish that date. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Ches, Ein in the base mayor, Shemesik, the Davka of Omer Harini Betanis Lamorcha. This is true when you say, I'll be in fasting tomorrow. Abolum Nadar Lisanos Ezeyom Yuchad, Veshachach Vyochabo. But if you designated a specific day and you forgot about it, Lukuliyama Tzorch Lahashim Tanisu, then you must finish that day's fasting and you don't have to make a makeup day. Vein Tzorch Lisanos Yom Acher. Unless in lo shekavanaso lechapara alavono vishigoso, unless you're doing the makeup day as a kapara for forgetting and eating on the day that you were designated. And he says, Huadin b'tanis chalom, the same thing would apply with the tanis chalom or with the yard site fast. V'kol shekein b'arba tanis makvum, and certainly for the four fasts, the Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Tevi, Shavas B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av, set fast, o shar tanis sibur, or another set fast that was made for the tzibur. If the person forgot about it, you still have to continue fasting that day, even though you ate already. You technically don't have to make a makeup day for it, unless, again, if you're doing a day at a kapara. And this is also brought down, and the Maril had recommended that they do this as a kapara. The issue foot number 10, however, brings down that if a person finds it difficult to fast, so the Mati Ephraim and the Kavachayim, we discussed this previously as well, both said that you can give money to tzedakah instead of fasting. If the fasting is really not going to accomplish much for you, it's just going to make you lie in bed and be sick, and you're not going to learn and do good things, so then it would be better to be poda the extra kapara fast by giving money. How much do you have to do in terms of a kapara fast? So he brings down that Dai Bitanis Yom Echad, one day to make up, even for several days, would be sufficient. But who Shalom Kimuva Mariel, the Mariel himself seems to suggest otherwise. Shemisha Acha Bitanis Sibur Yisana Beise Beis. He seems to say that you should fast on Monday, Thursday, and Monday to make up for it. Achein, because of a Kavachayim, Kavachayim, however, says that that's only Rak in Lo Niskar Mehatainis Klal, Vyocha Kolayom. That's if you didn't remember the fast at all and you ate all day long. But in Bemaisa, if you were reminding yourself that you broke the fast, but then you remembered and fasted the rest of the day, then one day would be sufficient. However, he brings up for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shagam in Mishor Shenizkar Ish L'Matanis, even if you finished fasting that day, the Maril's opinion would be, Tzorech L'Sanos, Beisei Beisei Kapar. If you want this Kapar, you should fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. That concludes Sif Aleph from yesterday, and now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hanodir lotzum asori yomim be'eze yom sheyirtze. The person says, I take upon myself to have 10 fasts, but he doesn't specify which days those fasts should be on. For yimastana b'yom echamihem, and he fasted on one of them, and then it came up, v'hutzrech l'dvar mitzvah. A dvar mitzvah came up that he has to eat on that day, some sort of a sudas mitzvah. O mipnei kavod odom gadol. Or there's a great person that invited him to eat with him, and it would be lack of cover for that great person if he didn't go and eat with him. Or the Ramah adds, Oshim Itzdar, or he finds himself in some difficulty, as brought down in the name of the Torah. In this situation, Hareze Love Ufare Yom Acher. He can go and eat that day and just make up for it and fast another day instead. Why? Shari lo kova hayom in bitchila saneder, because he didn't specify which 10 days he was taking upon himself in that neder, and therefore, even if he was fasting one day and then something came up, he'd be allowed to change it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes, what comes up, the Dvar Mitzvah, could go in Bris Milah. Bris Milah comes out that time. Oh, Siyam Masechet. So there's a Siyam and a Masechta that he wants to join in. V'afilu hu'enu shayach begava. Even if he's not directly participating in that Siyam, but he's joining it, he'd be allowed to do so. However, mikol makom b'chol zeh tzorich l'sanos mitzvah hayom zeman mu'et yosim imashu rogil. He brings down, and see this in the Shaar HaTzion, in Osud Beis, that the reasoning behind this is that Yiskayim Ma'at Nidro Al Osu Yom Gufa, because he did say that he was fasting that day, so this way he fulfills it a little bit at least, V'lo Yei Tzorech Latir, and he doesn't have to do Ataris Nidar, brought down the name of the Rush, that he should fast a little something. Let's say he would normally eat at 5 hours in the day, he could go Shirog Yalecho B'Shoah Revi'is, so he would eat 4 hours a day, Yochal B'Shoah Chamisha, so now he's eating the fifth hour of the day. This way, as the Rush said, you're doing something, and that is enough that you don't need Ataris Nidar. However, he then brings down the Yeshomrim, Nafilu Hitzirubo Lusimchas Mireyus, Shari Mipnei Dachi Shalom. He says, even if they're begging you and imploring you to join in just as friends, and because of Darkei Shalom, you'd be allowed to go join in as well. However, that's not seemed to be implied by the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Avol miLashon Shulchan Aruch shekasav b'nei kavod adam gadol." Seems only if it's an adam gadol and not just friends. Mashma d'dafka b'nei kvodo shemavtzibo, that this adam gadol asks you to join him, so then you can go join. However, avol miBnei shara noshim lo. But if your friends ask you and bother you, then that wouldn't take precedence over your ned there. Mishnah Berurah siv katan yud lo veil parei. In this situation, v'no tzorich lahatir ned. You don't have to do a taras d'darim. You'll make it up another day since you didn't specify this specific day. Therefore, you'd be allowed to do that. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sivkon Yirah, because you didn't specify at the beginning of the Neder, when you say you're taking upon yourself 10 days, that you would fast this day. Wrote to Loma, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, Afo Pishikib Lomi Esel B'Mincha. Even though you said by Mincha yesterday that you're going to fast today, as we said, that that's what you should do to make a Kabbalah's tainis, nevertheless, given Shekabbalah Zu, Lo Heve Ato Trilas Neder. This wasn't the start of the Neder, this was in fulfillment of a Neder that you'd made previously. And therefore, Yelav Dafkum Mukhayiv to do that day. Elim Mashu Huska Metzlo, Betrilo Lisanos Hezayom. So you originally said you're going to fast on some days without specifying them, v'sham lo bera yom, and therefore, since you didn't specify the day then, you'd be allowed to go and make up this fast day with a different day if something comes along, like a Sudas Mitzvah that you want to attend, or an Adam Godel asks you to attend. Dear Shifut number 11 brings out from the Ramah, Yin mishna de lisanos yom echad, kishabo l'kaim nidro tzorch l'kabal of tainis mibod yom. He's just explaining that that's why you accepted upon yourself mincha the day before, and even though that wasn't the original date that you specified, but before you do it, you should accept it on mincha time. The issue for number 12 brings down the reason why there's a distinction here. He brings down from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal. Shekabal is tainis, hiki kabalu l'dvar mitzvah. When you accept upon yourself to do a tainis, it's like accepting yourself to do a dvar mitzvah. Ukmo nidre tztaka, like you accept upon yourself to give certain money to tztaka. And now when you're specifying on a certain day, if you accepted upon yourself originally that I'm going to fast on such and such a day, when you took upon yourself the neder, that's part of the neder. As opposed to when you just said, I'm going to fast certain days, person says, I will fast a certain day, but that specific day wasn't included or specified. Now when he declares, okay, I'm going to fast tomorrow, when he says it mincha, that isn't included as part of the original neder. Kol mitzvah bekach. He's not adding on anything. He's just fulfilling. Sharigam lelo kabbalazu chay lusanos yom echad. Even if he didn't accept upon himself by mincha today, he still owes that. So he's not adding anything. And therefore, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says rashoy lishano. So you'd be allowed to go and change this still at this point in time. And that's what the Mechaber says over here now. Avolim lo kibul lov kod mulchay lusanos yom echad. If he didn't accept upon himself to fast a certain number of days. But at mincha time he says, I'm going to fast tomorrow. That's his neder. So then, that's mikrei tanis that. So then in that situation, you can't go change your mind because that's your neder. As we just pointed out, Rav Pesach Frank would say, this is now your neder. That's part of the mitzvah to fast tomorrow and you can't switch it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yud Beis explains, Aina the Taz, Shadaito, the Taz holds the mitztar mitaniso, umisana mixes ayom. If you're fasting and it's bothering you, the fast is not going well for you, even in this situation, if you're not feeling well, you'd be allowed to go and switch it. That's the opinion of the Taz. However, the Mishmur says, well, Taz Magid Avron, the old Kam Achronim, the opinion of the Magid Avram and other Achronim, we can see in the Shavat Zion, Oz Tezayin, the Nar Shalom, the Babusha Yontif, and the Chayadim, they all disagree. Then Yochel Luvos Lefroa. You can't, in this situation, go and exchange it. Elab Kabbalah's tiny stam. Only in a stam Kabbalah's tiny could you do that, but not here when you're saying I'm going to fast tomorrow. V'gam shom davka kishusana mixes a yom v'chanal. And even there, it's talking about where you fasted part of the day, as we've already explained. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoh, the kol shekein yom zem mamish. If the person says I'm fasting this specific day, he could go and shama bitzchilas nidro. He said at the beginning, is accepting upon himself this neder, esana yom ploni. I'm going to fast on such and such a specific day. Or he said, oh, esana sheni v'chamishi kol hashana. I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday of this year. Oh, chidom lezer or anything similar to this. So then he brings out from the Truma Zadeshin that this then applies that he must fast that day and can't make it up. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Habile Yom Miyuchad. In this situation, again, he specified a specific day. He's not allowed to switch it for a different day. And likewise, if he said, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday of this year, he can't switch it to Monday and Thursday of next year. The Kivin Yomar HaShana, he said, this year, Shana Zudavka. He implied this calendar year and not some future time. However, Alunadir lisano sheni the chamishi v'sheni chatzi shana oshana v'lo amar hashana. But if he said someday I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday for a half of a year or for a full year, but didn't specify this year, then lo mikre yom zeh, then it doesn't fall into the category of included with the neder with the specific days to fast. And in that situation, he can yochel luvos v'lefroa b'sheni v'chamishi v'sheni acherim liachas yichle chatzi shana or shana rishona. Then in that situation, he could switch it and change it around because he never specified this half year or this year, and he could do it at a future point in time. Avol ayom acherim, but if he says it, for example, could go on Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Vav, he does it for the Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Yochel Achlet. Then he can't switch it around. Why? Because the Efshu, the Dafko, Al Yom Elu, Kopi, Shemi, Mei, Rotzo. Because maybe in this situation, he specifically wanted to do it on Monday and Thursday, and therefore he can't do it on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, because they're not Yemei Rotzo. So while he can do it in another year, he can't do it on other days. He has to do it on Monday and Thursday. Because of Achronim, the Mishunadu Lisano Sheni V'Chamish Sheni. If a person says I'm going to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, he can switch that around. Yochel Achlif Ulasanos Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Chamishi V'Sheni V'Chamishi. Because the Kavanah, so his intention was Rak or Yirak Liyom Elu Shem Yemei Ratzo. He wanted to fast Mondays and Thursdays because they're especially Yemei Ratzo. And he loved Dafka was saying Monday, Thursday, Monday. He was also saying it could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'cheinim ha'yot tanis chalom in yochel alvoso." Likewise, if it was a tanis chalom that he's making up for, then he can't go and push it off. He has to fast that day. The tanis chalom to fast, he's supposed to do it right immediately, and therefore he shouldn't go push it off for a different time. Mishbur explains the sivkot yudalid, or the same thing would apply, or yard site, because that's a specific specified day. The Dirshu foot number 13 brings down Afshe Kosav Shulchan Aruch Kan Sheni Yochel Lavo is Tanis Chalom, that we don't allow you here. We just said to be Malava a Tanis Chalom, to go and borrow, so to say, and do it at another time. Nevertheless, Mikom Makom Linyan Tanis Erev Yom Kippur. If you have a bad dream on Erev Yom Kippur, there the Ramah writes Shem Yisanim Ba'afilu Tanis Chalom. We don't have the minhag to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. You're supposed to eat the Dafka. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So in that situation, the Mishnah says you could push it off and go and fast after Yom Kippur on Yud Aleph Tishrei. You eat Yom Kippur night after Matzah Yom Kippur is over, and then you fast the next day for this Tanis Chalom. The Ramah continues and he says, "Agah the kol kain sheni yochel levos v'lefroa tanis sibor." He brings out from the Trumas Hadeshen and the Kobo and the Yerucham that certainly you can't go and make up a tanis sibor. The entire sibor is being asked to fast on a certain day, and certainly if it's one of the tanesim, that the arba tanesim, so you can't say, "Listen, I can't make it that day. I'll go fast a different day." You're not allowed to go and be malava to make up and fast a different day in that situation. Now, it's relatively early in the shir, but we've already gotten on ready to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, so this will be a short shir today, and with this we conclude today's shir.